The next coach on the teleconference is Ohio State's Urban Meyer. The Buckeyes are 6-1 in conference play and 9-1 overall. Ohio State visits Michigan State on Saturday, a noon Eastern Time kickoff on ESPN. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions today?
Straight to questions, please.
We'll take those now.
To ask a question, press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, following two prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Ben Axelrod, Land of 10.
Hey, Urban. I was wondering from your vantage point, how is Jamarco Jones playing in his first season as the starting left tackle there?
Oh, good. He's playing better and better. And he's got a very nice future. He's healthy again. He went through a little bit of a three-week period where he had some both ankle injuries, but he's playing pretty good, especially the last few weeks.
And you've had it with Jack Newhart when you got to Ohio State and then with Taylor Decker. Just the idea of having one of those NFL caliber, offensive tackles, how important is that to an offensive line?
About as important as it gets. And the one thing those guys had is the toughness element, too. And that's where Jamarco's really improved from when he first got here to where he is now. So he's a grinder. He's working hard. And I like his development.
Thanks, Coach.
Your next question is from Bill Rabinowitz, Columbus Dispatch.
Yes, Urban. Could you talk about how well your defensive line is playing? Probably coming into the year, that was the biggest question mark, especially the interior of the line, and how well it's playing right now?
Yeah, playing very good. Draymond Jones has really grown into be a good player. Mike Hill is as consistent as he's ever been, and then the ends are pretty dynamic with Hubbard, Taquan, and Bosa. And Jalen. So the good thing is there's a little bit of rotation. I know those guys are playing about 25, 28 plays a game, which is about right.
And on a different note, Michigan State's going through a nightmarish season that Ohio State really has never experienced. Obviously, it comes from Ohio's a populous state, a football tradition. Is there anything else that would be a reason why Ohio State has never had that kind of season?
5 years ago they did, 6 years ago.
Well, 500, roughly.
Okay, yeah. Well, they lost 7 games. And so, I mean, I think that happens. I think, we're fortunate. Injuries sometimes happen, and I can just explain here. But those things happen.
All right. Thanks, Urban.
Your next question is from Ari Wasserman, Cleveland.com.
Hey, Urban. Michigan State's got a unique talent in Donnie Corley. I know you guys recruited him. What do you remember about his recruitment and to be a two-way player this early in his career? What makes him such a special talent?
Great player and great family and a very smart player, so I'm not surprised.
Your next question is from David Urban, Sports on Earth.
Urban, the committee, when it's assessing teams' resumes, does not factor in margin of victory. How do you feel about that approach?
Oh, I don't even think about that.
Do you think that's something that's realistic to do when you're trying to kind of parse through teams' resumes?
I'm sorry. My mind's not even on that right now. I apologize.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Your next question is from Tim May, Columbus Dispatch.
Yeah, Urban, just talking with Tyler Durbin, and just take me back just real quickly. Your mind may be on this or may not be, but when you heard that thump from the practice field earlier this year and you were curious about it, just what is it about the thump of a big-time kicker that stands out over others?
Well, I work personally with him, and so I can hear that across. I mean, my ear has been trained for all these years, so I can hear it across the field, and that's same with a punt or a place kick. And I had no idea who he was. I couldn't tell you his name, couldn't tell you where he's from, and I end up what a wonderful guy. He's married. Our players love him. He's as committed as anybody on this team. But to answer your question, there's a very distinct noise that when you a lot like a baseball when you hear that solid hit, it's a difference.
Have you been impressed? What is the word you would use, though, to describe how he has almost nonplussed stepped into a this kind of setting and become almost a no-miss kicker for you guys? I mean, What do you think about that moxie?
It's a credit to his peoples, you know, and that's I always give credit to the families right away when you see a young man like this. This guy, you talk about everything in order. And it's not a surprise, a correlation between a guy that just takes care of his business, has these dreams and goals, and he's going to work to accomplish them. It's good for, obviously, him, but it's good for college football, and he's a great role model for young people chasing a dream.
And are you at least a little bit curious about where you will stand tonight in the next college football playoff rankings?
I will not watch it, and we got to get ready for Michigan State.
Thanks, man.
Your next question is from Bill Landless, Cleveland.com.
Hi, Urban. The last time you guys played in East Lansing, that was obviously a huge win for your program in terms of what you were able to do moving forward in that season. But I wanted to ask you about JT specifically in that game and just with the way he played, how important you thought that was to his maturation and maybe realization of the kind of player he could be.
Yeah, I remember that we watched the game, and I remember that game very well, and that was his game. That was his that legitimized who he was. He's played, you know, fairly well in games before that, but not against a great Michigan State team and great players. They had, you know, guys all over the place, great players, and he played exceptional.
Thanks.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number one. Your next question is from Christopher Heidel, Herb FM Radio in Baltimore.
Hey, Coach Meyer, how you doing?
Good.
Talk about Michigan State. How difficult is Michigan State? I know they're having a down year, but it's still a tough team no matter what, if they have a bad record or a good record.
Yeah, we don't. We see what we see on videotape, and that's a dynamic offense and defense. You know, I think there's had some injury issues and all that, but we're preparing for a Michigan State, and there's not a person around here who doesn't have incredible respect for that program.
And talk about your quarterback. Talk about his maturity over there the last year and a half. Does he look like he's been ready for the next level?
My quarterback?
Yeah, your quarterback.
I think everything's been said. I love him. He's a great player. If you're asking about next level, we're worried about beating Michigan State, and he has to have a very good Tuesday practice.
Thanks, Coach. Good luck.
We can take one last question for Coach Meyer.
Your next question is from Ed Sabel, Sports Radio.
Apologize if I'm repeating anything here. I missed the beginning, but I'm curious your thoughts on being such a big favorite on the road and how that comes into play here from a motivation standpoint, because you guys have not done well against them in the past in key situations.
You didn't miss some of it. We just have obviously we don't know spreads and all that. We just look at what Michigan State is, what they've been in the past, and the talent level and the coaching staff, and we've got a lot of respect for them. So we're going to practice as hard as we possibly can.
Do you feel, though, that the guys are extra juiced at all, though, because you'd like to make up for some things that have happened in the past?
I don't believe so. I don't, you know, that's later on in the week we'll have conversations about this. Our guys are all about game plan. The reason I like this team is that those conversations don't come up. This is all about getting your mind and body right for a physical Tuesday practice, and we have to have great looks from our scout team. And, you know, the most prepared team will win this game, and that's our obligation to make sure we're prepared.
All right. Thanks, Coach. Good luck.
Yep.
Coach, thank you very much for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.